This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in a half hour, Pat Spencer's going to join us from Minneapolis. Played 11 minutes last night, and over the course of these playoffs, he's proven to people that might not know that he can play the game. And he's tough. There's no doubt about it. And he gave the Warriors something against Houston and during that blowout. He showed some when he went 5-for-7, and then last night, a couple steals, a couple made field goals. And that's how you become part of a winning situation. This is Pat Spencer from last night, and he's asked how he stays ready.
Man, I love the work, so that's easy. You know, I think the best part for me is I'm wired a little bit differently. I'm going to compete every time I step on the floor, so I'm not scared of anybody across the lines. And the work is the work, man. I've put in the work all year in and year out. So excited to get the opportunity. Unfortunately, it had to be Steph going down to get it. And like I said, get him back ASAP. I think we can make a run here.
Wow. All right, Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
Let me just throw this to both you guys. I'm not sure if Evan's on right now or not, but Pods is struggling. And I know Pods can dunk, but he's struggling. Is there a chance Spencer starts creeping into his minutes?
What if I told you that Steve Kerr has gone so gangster in regard to his rotations, and I don't want to call it a quick trigger, but his synopsis of how you're playing, Stani, I'm being real here. I don't think it's too far-fetched, but I don't know how or where he's at in regard to Paz not hitting his shot yet, because a couple games ago, Paz was there for you. But to your point, I think Steve Kerr is in that mind, that zone right now, to where that might not be too far off the table. What do you think?
I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. Let me look, because I think this, you know, I'm looking at Pods' game logs. He's struggling right
now. But he's the only one that can bring it up like Pods, though. And he's got a nice little handle, Stein. Pat Spencer can bring it up, man.
Exactly. I mean, Pods has had, you know, one really good game and one pretty good game.
I got a question for you.
He's 4-for-18 his last three games. Yeah, what's up?
Tell me if I'm being a coaching question, if I'm being the prisoner of the moment. Okay, so Steve Kerr sees what happens with Steph Curry. I'm looking, with the hammy, and we don't know what he's thinking or would he even do it differently, because a lot of people are saying, man, maybe he should have, you know, spelled him a little bit. But last night, Butler plays 41, Draymond 35. Moving forward, do you think Kerr, after this injury, kind of not gets fixated, but says maybe I need to spell Dre or Jimmy just a tad bit less because of what happened to Steph, or that's just a one-off, we got to keep going?
I mean, I think the only way the Warriors can make a deep run is if Butler and Draymond and Curry are healthy and at their best. And if my guess would be the Curry injury doesn't affect the minutes of Draymond Green or Jimmy Butler, it's kind of too late for that.
Wow.
I mean, we're in the second round of the playoffs, and
I mean, not, I said too late. Now,
I will say though, if a game's starting to get out of hand, then maybe you pull the plug a little more quickly without Steph, thinking it's going to be tougher to come back if you're down big. Mm. Let's go to Christian is in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Great show today.
Thanks, man.
I love it. Stani, I think what you're trying to say, Goo, the reason why he's not going to take those shots, like in the post game, he was telling Buddy to get out of the way. He's cutting and messing up the space. Jimmy's there to control the tempo. He'd rather take a 24-second violation than let them get out and transition. So he might be, like Stani said, 15 assists tonight. Or he might, you know, get off offensively. He's going to do whatever he feels, like Stani's been saying, not in that way. But, you know, he's going to do whatever he feels to win the game. So I think we're going to go 2-1 these next three because the defense, and I know this is opening the door for callers, but I know you and Stani are smart enough to shut it down. There's no drop-off when Steph Curry's not playing on defense. It's only the offensive end. Let's be real here. So we can still bring that defensive intensity, and I think matching the scoring is going to come from it's got to come from Pods. He got to step up. He's out here looking like Ty Jerome last night, and that ain't good because I can't talk my mess to Stani right now.
Ty Jerome.
So I still think 2-1, you know what I'm saying, in these next three games. And after that, I don't know because I hurt my hammy in a triple overtime game.
Well, let me throw this to you.
Yeah, you're out of shape.
We got Pat Spencer coming on at 12:45. I'm not giving up on Pods by any stretch, but Stani asked me, or a caller did, could you see if Pods doesn't get it together, could we see a little more Spencer?
Yeah, but because he's the backup point guard now and Paz is the starting point guard. So I think we're going to see more Spencer just from default. But yeah, if he's not hitting that shot, and what you said, he doesn't have a counter to that counter. So he's on the counter.
No, that's
now.
Real.
So when he
no
gets
doubt.
To that, when he gets to that paint and they sit down on that pump fake, he's got to kick it out until he gets a counter to that counter. And he's on the scouting report now. So, it's a good sign that we might see more because – keep it real. Pat's more athletic than Pod.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Pat Spencer.
Patty.
You know, you're pretty tough. Where'd you get that toughness?
I think it's lacrosse, and I think it's a little bit just being off in the head. My brother and I have been going at it for years. So, grow up in a household with three brothers. You learn to fight. If you're willing to kill your brother over a game of pickup, a dude on the other side of the line is going to get it.
What do you give me for this?
He don't sound
Michael
like
Michael Malone.
Looks. Give me one more time. Let me
little
see.
Michael Malone.
I think it's lacrosse, and I think it's a little bit just being off in the head. My brother and I have been going at it for years. So, grow up in a household with three brothers. You learn to fight. If you're willing to kill your brother over a game of pickup, a dude on the other side of the line is going to get it.
I'm going to give you a B+. I'm going to give you a B+. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, just thinking.
His voice doppelganger. There you go.
Just thinking.
You've been thinking about Mike Malone.
No, I just heard him. And I haven't heard Spencer.
Dude, he had a little Malone there.
I hadn't heard Spencer speak a lot, so there you go.
And the caller was right, Stani. Just real quick, by default, Spencer is the backup to Pod. So there it is right there. You don't even, they had to be, you know, Pods or bust for him to get out there.
Nope. Not at this point.
Wow.
If I were a Warrior player 1 through 11, I would
be ready.
Stay on my toes.
Yeah.
Scott's in Pleasanton. Hey Scott, how you doing? Don't forget, Pat Spencer coming up at 12:45. We're gonna get him from Minneapolis. What's up, Scott? How are you?
Doing well, Stani Goo. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You know what? I we roll the tape, right, guys, which you guys do a lot. Neither team played a very efficient game on offense.
Right.
And it came down to defense. And I think as we get later, I think the face of the Warriors is not an offensive threat. It's more of a defensive threat now that they got Jimmy. You look at the stats, 18 versus 5. Those are three-pointers made. Warriors 18, Wolves 5. Okay, 17%. Versus 42%. That was the differential of the game, right? Even if I give the Wolves 33%, I'm going to give them probably three more threes. They still lose that game by 2 points. They're a little closer than we expected. But the key to the Warriors going forward is going to sustain this defense. We've definitely got to get more from the bench, because while we won that game, made three-pointers can hide a lot of offensive inefficiency sins that a team is experiencing during the games, which is what happened. But a lot of those teams didn't know what to do when Curry left, because there was a scheme to stop Curry. Wolves were kind of flustered. Same with the Warriors. They didn't know really what to do. It'll be very interesting to find out what Kerr's plan is with Butler now with the offensive focus. For the Warriors to win, they have to, one, sustain that defense and the toughness like they're doing, but they also, Jimmy's got to play a lot more efficient on offense, and they can't be so dependent on the three, because like the Wolves can flip it. You get Conley, you get DiVincenzo, you get Edwards hot. They can make a lot more threes and be a lot more of a threat, right? I'm really excited to see what Kerr does with Butler, though.
Mm. All right. Appreciate the call.
And like I said, Stoney, what did I say? 25 to 30 shots from Jimmy. He had 20 last night. So you are right. The beautiful thing about him is he knows what time it is. Shout out Morris Day. But no Steph Curry. And what is becoming clear to me, Stoney, is, and I know we don't do this a lot, the Warriors' defense is good, or if not better than their offense. You know what I'm saying? But the good teams that win the chip are who has, you know, a balance of both. And that's what the Warriors have, and that's how they've been winning.
One of the things I've seen on the YouTube chat and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line is, and I'm gonna challenge this conventional wisdom, and it's that we may become a better defensive team without Steph. I don't really see it.
He ain't a liability like he used to be, Stoney. He is bulked up, like you said. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean he's, you know, he's a guy who knows every scheme, knows exactly where to be. He can, you know, he can play the passing lanes. He's stronger than anybody thinks he is. I'm not sure that they'll be better defensively without Curry, because he knows where to be, Goo. He knows where to be all the time.
No doubt. And again, he's talked about it. You know, I got to hold up my end of the bargain. And I felt like for the most part he has. But again, I don't want to beat up on Pod, Stoney, because I'm high on him. But that, I'm watching him, you know, especially against Houston when they were starting to cook. But they got ultra athletes with athleticism. I'm like, man, how much D can you have, point of attack defense can you really have if they're giving it to you at the point guard? You know what I'm saying? It's over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's just me.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny, you saw that Pat Spencer was born in North Wales. I didn't know that. That could be problems for the interview.
Okay.
That's Pennsylvania.
North Wales. It sounds like a tough area.
It's north of Philly.
All right. Well, Philly is rough.
I think it's a suburb of Philadelphia. I'll do some checking on that, get it confirmed so we can at least talk Pennsylvania high school basketball for.
But we got to give
interview.
Draymond some love too, man.
We don't have to do anything.
No, we do, and we will. No,
if
I'm just
want to.
Stoney, he's playing his ass off, man.
Yeah. And shouldn't you do that automatically in the postseason?
Well, my point is he's having success doing it.
Okay.
And you're right, but. Day-Day, I didn't know I was down on him, man. Game 5 and 6. I was like, where are you at? I don't feel you. And now he is just, Stoney, he's a big bear out there, man. Anchoring. And what about Julius Randle? My gosh, Stoney, I would get out the way. I wouldn't take a charge on him. I mean, he wanted all the smoke, and he got in his way a few times, and they body bumped. Because Randle plays prison ball, Stoney. That's tough. Man.
Well, I
you got to make the shot.
That sounds great, but there's the best player in one of the best players in NBA history at playing prison ball is the guy he's going up against, Draymond Green. And
wow, man.
I mean, Randle didn't do much last night. The one thing Randle did say that I, you know.
Oh, I didn't hear him tell
that
me.
I'd like if I were a T-Wolves fan is he got on himself for only getting 3 rebounds all of last night. So he's like, I got to rebound better. Kind of thing Minnesota Timberwolves fans would want to hear from a guy who flat out stunk last night. Let's go to Ryan in San Jose. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, doing pretty well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just going to comment on some of the things I've heard from the callers so far.
Okay.
I don't think Ty Jerome is worse than Pod. Ty Jerome's pretty, he's a G. And I do think Steph Curry is pretty good at defense. So I don't think we're going to get better at defense with him out. He's been playing really good at defense. I think another caller says the role players are going to be more confident with Curry out. And I think that's true. Steph's going to probably be out for a week or two, because I've had that same injury, and it's like, it's a non-contact injury. It's like a weekend warrior injury. So, that's something they got to plan for. And I think Kerr should use all of his bench. I think he should have been doing it all along. I think it was, this was inevitable with Curry playing the minutes he was playing. Mm. And as far as Butler goes, I think Butler should decide how Butler plays. I just don't think his minutes should be like pushed to the limit, because I don't want him out either.
Well, that's going to be...
I don't know what's going on. What's that?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, we're going to get to some other calls, Ryan, but I think you were going to talk about Moody.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Moody. You'd like to think it's a temporary thing.
Minutes, 0-4.
But you got to wonder if...
the pressure?
I don't know about pressure.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The playoffs are different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how Steve Kerr views it. If he thinks Moody can't play in this series, or if, he just used him 9 minutes, but
him and Pods together, though, it feels like their shooting's been waning, you know?
Yeah. I think
collectively.
Yeah. Pods has not been making any shots since that 26 point game against the, Houston Rockets.
Now, I know we're not in Minnesota, but real quick, Stani, we gave Jimmy Butler credit and his flowers for the 11 rebounds. And I told you, as bad as, and I'm making jokes, as Ant Edwards was, he didn't mope. I didn't feel like he moped. You don't get any points for that. But bottom line, Stani, he had 14 rebounds.
Okay, this is what his coach said.
You mentioned kind of the energy, the spirit starts with Ant. Is that something that you and he talk about maybe ahead of game two now?
What is there to talk about? I mean, you're the leader of the team, and you got to come out and set the tone, you know, in all ways that happens. And if your shot's not going, like you still have to carry the energy, you know. So, I don't think there's... You know, if I got to talk to guys about having the right energy coming into opening second round game, then, we're not on the same page.
That's pretty damn good. What is there to talk about?
Our transition decision making was diabolical.
It was like he said.
It was unbelievable.
It was Steiny. Wow. You don't see that in CYO sometimes. Like, wow.
You know, it's funny, like, so how many did Edwards have in the second half?
He only
had one in the first half, so just subtract one from his total.
That is great, Stott. He had 23, so 22.
So he had 22 in the second half.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the kind of game where, I had 22 in the second, who cares? So what? You were never in the game.
What?
You were never in the game.
They got it to 9, and the place was
flat.
They
were never in the game. They weren't going to win that game.
Now, that's a different
story.
They're
all cosmetic numbers.
Yeah.
You play a first half like that. Who cares how many you score in the second half? And miss me with they got it down to nine. Every team gets it down to nine.
But every Warrior every fan team. Has seen this movie. Like, are right. they really going to blow
win.
It?
Yes. They always win the game.
Not game four and five, or five and six against the Rockets.
Well, they were down all those games.
Well,
you're talking about when they're up. Have the Warriors lost the big lead in the playoffs? No.
No.
Well, but it got to nine. Nine was like 18 last night for the Timberwolves.
See, I think nine was like four after how bad they were.
Well, we're both probably exaggerating.
Spencer in 9 minutes. He's got to be feeling good, man.
Yeah, Pat Spencer coming up in 10 minutes. He's going to join us from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Let me see who else. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I'm not going to do it because I did it before the first series. And just this is my respect for Warrior fans. I'm not going to do to DiVincenzo what I did to Van Vliet.
Oh, yeah. Because
just out of respect
that,
for Warrior fans.
Backfired on us.
You don't want to apologize?
I'll never apologize to Van Vliet.
You don't have to. He took it.
He took what?
The apology.
He took what?
He took your apology. You bowed down.
What
was yeah.
It?
Huh? You didn't have to say it. It's already written.
Is he playing?
No.
Are the Rockets still playing?
You know what I mean.
And that's another. Oh, the Warriors, they've had trouble with Steven Adams forever. He's never beaten them in a series.
He wouldn't put steroids on that low number of his shooting.
I'll tell you who Minnesota could have used last night. Steven Adams.
Good God.
Gobert was soft.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Did you see Gobert run into Looney and just drop the ball?
So
he was. I'm
not going to kill him.
Look at you. The curse. But he was awful. It seemed like they were preoccupied. Like they were just in the Western Conference Finals. I know they had Cat. But, Stoney, they just felt like it was too big for them.
Who wasn't awful for Minnesota?
I'm going to give you a name.
Yeah, because he made some shots.
Finchie.
He stunk.
Finchie.
He stunk, too. Finch stuck, too.
What day we getting him on?
He didn't call a timeout. He let Naz Reid limp up and down the court two straight possessions.
Exactly.
And Norm had to check me.
Tough love.
You're making a run or you're down 20 in the fourth with Randall and on the bench. I don't care how awful they've been.
But yesterday.
Put him in there.
But yesterday.
Look at you defending his man.
2 days ago, though.
Didn't have him ready to play.
When the Warriors Scribinis cut the lead to 11 against Houston. Oh, no, Steiny. Those starters should have never come. Why should they go back in? They
got us this 20 points. That was just energy. This was nobody could shoot.
Maybe I won't criticize Finchie.
But Naz Reid, he played good to me. And he came back from looking like
he watch anything other than the ball going in the basket?
All
Reid stunk last night.
Well,
he made a couple threes.
They had 19. Minus five on the night.
Of course. Did they have one player plus,
no.
plus minus?
Hold on. Not one, Stoddy.
Yeah. Who's been waiting? Oh, Austin in San Jose has been waiting.
That's our man.
Hey, Austin, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, what a conversation. I enjoyed all the guys calling in, and the other caller got statistical on you guys, but he was right on when he's talking about the percentages and all. I thought that was good. You know, hey, man, I just want to say I think last night was a bad night for Minnesota, so I don't want to write them off, Guru, and I know you got me early about comments about Ant-Man being something that didn't look right. It was like his explosion was off, and I'm not saying, I'm not making excuses
for him,
but man, and everybody's playing hurt, guys. I mean, listen, Denver's playing hurt. They got two guys, even Aaron Gordon's not 100%.
Porter
Jr. He's got a calf thing going on yet, and he's still playing, and so we can't get into the injury thing. Obviously, Steph's orbit is so big and gravity's so big. I do wonder now, though, because Steph takes away and covers up a lot of mistakes, man. When he's scoring those threes, you know, nobody does it like him. And so now, Steiny, who's going to do that? I mean, you could say, Buddy can shoot it. But Buddy can shoot it. But Buddy doesn't bring the gravity. And who does that Steph does? So I would just let
that's real.
Wait to see on that. And then the Jimmy thing, real quick on Jimmy. If I'm not mistaken, and maybe your crack staff can correct me, but Jimmy's only averaged 18 points a game in his career, right? I mean, I don't think Jimmy's been Jimmy's had big games, but he's not a high volume score. So I think we got to be careful about saying Jimmy, There better be more than Jimmy if we're going to win this series. Mm. Last thing, guys, I can't believe you guys are going after Pods. I mean, do you guys understand what the fan base is going to do? Pods is untouchable, man.
Oh,
you
got to
put him on the bench. Come on, man. You know Pods is the golden boy. That's not going to happen, man. That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, thanks. I love you. I love you, Austin. He calls it the devoted effort, man, and it's just great. But, no, come on, man. We're all rooting for all these guys, but – what word did you use about Curry, Steiny? You don't even remember. 48, Eddie Murphy
words.
And Nick Nolte, 48 hours ago, you said, Guru, his points sometimes can demoralize you. And that's what Austin was talking about. So now you don't have that component, you know?
No,
and
yeah,
let's be honest, Buddy wasn't hitting early in the first half. He came back and was, man.
Look, they're missing.
That's all I guess.
Steph Curry. I mean, there's nothing more to say.
That's
seriously. Yeah, all right. We got Pat Spencer on the other side.
Real quick, do you want to hear what Draymond Green said about him last night?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I do want to play this for him, too.
A damn good basketball player, and I know he don't look like it. He don't just jump off the page at you when you see him in a basketball jersey. I don't think the number 61 helps him. But he's one of the toughest guys on this team. That includes myself. That includes Jimmy. Pat Spencer is tough as nails.
All right, that was Draymond Green, one tough guy to another.
No doubt, man.
We have Pat Spencer on the other side.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.